Okay, hello everybody. It's Tad. August 4th, 2010. Wednesday, August 4th. We're just having an open discussion among other people here about different things going on with freedom, and we just had a really good discussion about a DOT exemption number. So, Ron, would you like to refresh us on that information?
Okay, I just walked to the other end of the house because my notes were over here. Here's what it is. You do a Google search and come up with David Clarence, Clarence, out of Pennsylvania. And then you're going to bring up a whole bunch of David Clarences. Then you go and you bring up County Notary, Highest Office in Law. And then you go to the file section off to the right and just start going down the file section. Do you know the difference between a notary and a notary public?
Notary Republic or Notary Public?
Notary public, I guess you call it. The notaries, you go into a bank and I want to have something notarized. You know the difference between a notary and notary public?
No.
Well, I didn't either until I read this because he kept telling me that he was a notary. I said, yeah, okay. Then he's telling me about how he, well, he showed me how he dismissed cases, and the judges just hate him for that because he actually outranks the judges. It was pretty neat the way he did it. Now, here's my letter, which I got yesterday from Department of Transportation, and it says on here, please do not mark any commercial motor vehicles with this number. As a registrant, you should not have more than one U.S. DOT number. If you believe you have more than one, or if you have further questions concerning your need for a U.S. DOT number, please contact the office shown below.
So, what is a registrant?
Go to that website I just gave you and read about it. It'll tell you
Like being a private driver.
exactly what it is.
So maybe you'd like to reiterate some of your anecdotal stories about that.
What do you mean?
You've had police officers come up and they just come right up behind you, they're typing into their computer thing, all of a sudden, oh, leave them alone, and they drive on by.
Yeah. I had one pull up alongside of me, a Maryland state trooper, at a red light, and he said, I like your tag. And I said, yeah, pretty, isn't it? That was it. Took off and the light turned green.
Did you offer any Grey Poupon or anything?
No. No. I had an interesting thing happen to me last summer. I was up in Lewis, Delaware, which is probably about a 2 hour drive from here. It's the ocean. And I was with about, I don't know, 15, 20 other bikers. And the Delaware State Police pulled us over for, they said we were taking up too much highway space because we were riding two abreast. Well, that's the way you're supposed to ride, two abreast. But me being a trike, I'm a little wider and I follow in the, I'm the very back one. And he pulled us all over, the entire bunch. And when he got out of his car and walked up, first thing he says to me, I didn't stop you, sir. I looked at him and I said, oh, that nice. And he gave each one of them a $140 ticket. And they were pissed. They were pissed. And when they come back to me and said, how come you didn't get a ticket? I said, I'm not a slave. You guys are slaves. That was it. They bitched about it all the rest of the night. We went to the VFW, was drinking beer. I kept harassing them. Come on, you slaves, let's go.
How many of them have DOT plates now?
None of them. It goes back to what I've said before. You can sit there and talk about this stuff all day long, unless they're like-minded people. They look at me like I've got two heads. That's why I don't even discuss it anymore with people, unless
Yeah.
it's certain people I'm talking to. Because no matter what you do, they're not going to change.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Does one have to give up their driver's license in order to do this?
Well, you don't want a driver's license to begin with. It's a fraud. Turn it back in.
Well, in my case, it's not. I've had a long
Oh, you
career
drive
as
a taxi cab?
a truck driver. Or
Oh,
used to be.
yeah.
but I'd like to maintain it in case I need to go back to it.
That's what I mean. So if you engage in commerce some of the time, but you're a private driver also the other time, can't you do both?
I don't know how that works.
Well, when you're operating in commerce, you carry the license. When you're not, you don't. You're in your private capacity, I guess. I don't see why you would have to give it up. Now, you give up your license plates, right? You just turn them in, right?
Yeah.
Does one have to have the MSO to the car to do this?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
No, I've got my MSOs. Nobody owns my vehicles.
But when you turn in the license plates to the state, how do you get your ownership or whatever?
I wouldn't know because I bought all my vehicles cash, and I don't. I never did turn in the MSO from the get-go.
Okay. So do you have to turn in your plates in order to, or just not get them registered anymore? Get your.
Well, I would think you got to turn them in. I mean, you can't play both sides of the street. It's got to be one or the other.
Right. Right. Well, that's why I'm asking. What I'll do is I'll look up David Clarence's info, and I'll have the website address and the form ready to go when we get on our call tomorrow night so we can try to do this step by step and fill out the form while we're on the call.
I get a kick out of him as a notary, how he goes in and dismisses some judges' cases. He says, boy, do I piss them guys off.
Who, David Clarence?
Yeah. See, I used to hear these stories about, a notary public is higher ranking than a judge. Okay. Well, if a notary public is higher ranking than a judge, how come I've seen these notary publics get sent off to jail in these court cases? Well, then that's when I found out notary public is in commerce. A notary is sovereign, and there's a difference. And when you go to that website, you'll read the difference.
It's three notaries that trump the judge, not just one.
Three?
Yes.
Hmm. See, with this guy, he's one notary, but he's a notary, not a notary public.
Mm-hmm.
And he trumps the judges by himself.
A lot of us are already familiar with David Clarence. A lot of us are already familiar with David Clarence. He used to come on Sam Davis's call all the time.
Did he?
Yeah.
I know he's getting ready to move out to Montana here shortly.
So can he do that across state lines?
Do what?
Dismiss cases?
I can't answer that question. I don't know if he can or not. I know in York, Pennsylvania he can.
Tad, you need to move to York, Pennsylvania real quick.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, come on. It's not that long a trip.
No, I've been there.
Where do you live, Tad?
Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene, Oregon?
Yep.
I'll be damned. I was just talking to a guy up there today. He's making me a bow. He's a bower.
Quick question on the David Clarence files. I noticed that he has General Post. Do you have to have that in order to get this done?
Yeah, what?
You have to be a General Post. In other words, you've relinquished your physical street address, gone to a General Post Office.
Oh, no, but my address is General Post Office. Me and my postmaster went round and round about 2 months ago, and she wanted me to get a post office box. I said, I'm not a customer. She says, I'm not a customer. I'm a transient. I want General Post. Been available since 1792. Then she gave me a hard time when I came in with a whole bunch of letters that I sent to people all around the country with only 2 cent stamps on them. So this is fraud. No, it ain't fraud. Well, all the letters went out, and all the letters got there.
Education time.
So when you put the 2 cent stamps on it, did you sign through it as a private postmaster, or did you let them cancel it?
I just let them cancel it. But no tax man up there in Delaware, he's got all the literature on that. He was the one to turn me on to it.
When you did this, did you use an actual credit card? Because I see the credit card page. There's something highlighted there. Is there actually a payment due, or?
You have to use a credit card to get your DOT number.
Okay. What did they charge?
10 cents.
That high? Oh, no.
Yeah.
They charge 10 cents to get the DOT number?
Yeah.
It probably costs them a couple dollars just to run the card.
They want to verify that you're an actual entity.
I think that's what it is.
Oh.
Another question for Ron.
Okay, Ron, my question is, you have turned in your driver's license, correct?
Back in December of 1998.
Okay. Do you fly anywhere?
Do I fly anywhere?
Yes. Board an airliner?
No.
Okay. So without a driver's license, is there a sovereign ID that will let one fly? Because I heard someone say on the previous call, doesn't have his driver's license, but he can't fly.
I have no idea.
Anyone else?
Well, stay close to the Republic because they're definitely coming out with that, but there's no time frame.
I have a sovereign ID, but they wouldn't let me use it only because they claimed, and I didn't push it because I was in a hurry, that they wouldn't take it, although it had my picture on it, because it had no expiration date.
So you were flying and you acquiesced and used your driver's license?
I did. But I do, so I'm just saying that about the sovereign thing, you know, it doesn't expire. So I don't know whether that's really true or whether this woman just did, but I just, you know, at that point I wasn't willing to interrupt my trip and, you know, go push it, but because sometime I might do that at the airport when I wasn't really going somewhere. You know, see who the official.
They tell me those people at the airports are getting crazy.
I know. They wouldn't let me take water until I insisted that I couldn't drink the water on the plane or buy their water on the other side of the checkpoint, and they looked panicky and finally put it in some sort of machine and tested it. I think they thought it was going to blow up or do something horrible.
I'm trying to say, can I step in for a second?
Sure.
I was going to say, if you were looking for gold, you know where Trinity County is?
No.
Northern California, between Eureka and Redding. There's miners all up and down the river there, and they're just dying to sell gold at 70% a spot usually.
Really?
You can go down by the river there. You see the guys working, and they need some greenbacks, you can ask them if they've got some. There's guys coming to my store every so often wanting to know if they can sell some gold. You can also go up to the local jewelry store. They usually have an excess of it.
That sounds good, but the thing is that that's raw gold, and it's probably in nugget form mixed in with a bunch of stuff that is not gold.
It's pretty clean stuff up here, and Trinity County has some of the finest gold there is.
Hey, I'll buy nuggets all day long. For the right price.
I've got a 70-year-old lady. 70-year-old lady came to my store a couple months back, and she started dumping ounces into a 14-inch gold pan because she had to send pictures back to her backers, and it was some of the finest gold I've seen.
So are you there on a daily basis?
Yes, I am. I live here. I've been living here for 36 years. I sent a couple of emails off to you. We've talked before.
Well, send me another email and remind me of this conversation, would you?
Okay. I had another question. If you had a couple of seconds on something a little bit different than social graces.
Sure.
Has anybody tried passing the public servant questionnaire out to the officers when you pull you over? The one they've got to fill out by federal law before they talk with you? Unless you're under arrest?
I've heard of a few people handing it to the officers.
Did they get hazed?
From what I remember, I think the majority of the officers ignored it, but there were some that basically that's where the encounter ended.
They decided to go away and leave it go?
Yeah, they didn't fill it out, and that was the end of it. It was like, okay, have a nice day.
Where do you get this form?
Well, you get me an email, and I'll send you a copy. There's a couple different copies that I have, and it has the information, the public law that requires it, public law 93-579, and the Privacy Act 5 U.S.C. 552A, 88 statute, I guess, 1896 and 1964.
Was that all on this thing, on this form?
Everything is on it, and I can give you, I can read out exactly what the questions are if you want to hear it.
No, just send me one.
Give me an email. My wife is going to start writing.
All right, it's Puppy, P-U-P-P-Y.
Puppy, P-U-P-P-Y.
Guru, G-U-R-U.
Guru, G-U-R-U.
1776.
1776. yahoo.com.
Yeah, send me a little package of gold along with it.
Well, if I can stuff it into my screen, I'll do it.
All they got to do is fill out an MCS 150 and go over there and cross off registrant, and the rest of the stuff is not pertinent to them. And then that's basically about it. They'll get a number. DOT will give them a number right there on the spot. And then they go out. I went to Kinko's and had them make these sticky things for me. They put my number on it, and I just slapped it on the back of my truck and on the back of my motorcycle and the back of my van, and away I went. And today I ran into the Pennsylvania State Police. He says, "What are you doing with that number in the back of your van?" I said, "What are you doing stopping me? You had no business even stopping me." I said, "What do you want?" He said, "I want to know about his number." I said, "You don't need to know about his number." I said, "You want to know anything about his number? Go back and look in your inlet computer." I said, "Can you run your computer?" He said, "Of course I can run my computer." I said, "Get your ass back to your car and run it. And leave me alone."
You did.
I said, I got puppies here I got to deliver. It's hot. I got to go. Bye. I took off.
Wow.
That was it.
Do that.
That's
got to
be fun.
That's the first run-in I've had with him in quite a while. But, you know, he's in a process of moving out of Pennsylvania. He's moving up to Montana.
Pretty country.
That's what he tells me.
Ranger Ron, you can do that registration online, can't you? The DOT number?
It's the only way to do it.
Because I'm on their site when I go to this. Do you do the step-by-step or online registration without help?
Just bring up MCS 150. Start filling in the boxes.
Okay.
You're going to need a credit card because they want to make sure you're legitimate.
Right, or a debit card. You can get one from Walmart if you don't have a credit card.
Yeah, you can do that.
It's just to verify you're a real human being.
Because otherwise my Rottweiler would apply for one.
I'm already on the registration, the electronic registration you can do online.
And put yourself down as a financial officer because you're the registrant.
The PDFs have detailed little notations that David Clarence went to the trouble of doing so that the answers are there for any questions you might have.
Right.
But you want to try it on your own. Good luck. You're talking about a 5-page application, but I don't think you need to do all five.
Five page?
Online.
No, it was only one.
You go online. Oh, yeah, when you click the right item. That it takes out of a lot of the other information. You don't have to click on.